microphone on? Better, huh? How's that? Good? Good. Tonight we proudly present the greatest galaxy of stars ever assembled under these western skies. And tonight we in the show realize that the audience for which we are performing is the most outstanding assemblage of men that has ever gathered in the Great Hall of Yucatan area. Tonight you come from coast to coast, from ships and military bases around the world, from colleges and universities throughout the U.S. and Canada, and we'd like to know who's who from where. Are there anybody here tonight from Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Dakotas, and Minnesota, the mighty Midwest? Is there anybody here from California and the great Northwest? How about Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado? And where are those rebels from the southeastern region? The eastern region from VPI north to Boston. Hey. Is anybody here from Canada and the Great Lakes region? Tonight we're honored, delighted, thrilled that you've come. And tonight we present for your enjoyment, and let's give them a big hand as they come on the stage, the Bluegrass Gang. The Moo U4, the Moo U4 from Iowa State. Cousin Mudge and Goober Podunk. Daryl Doyama from the Great Lakes region. The Men of Music. And last but not least, the Glen Men. The entire gang together now saying, this land is your land. Sing along if you know it.
This is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Yucatan Waters, this land was made for you and me. My home and ramble, and follow my footsteps, from parking sand hills to diamond desert, and all around me, a host of sand.
Highway, I saw above me that it was sky.
Country fiddle. We now feature these two instruments played by Chuck Sanney and Gene Lawley, backed by guitar and gut bucket. Let's have a big hand for the Bluegrass Gang. People sing about everything. They sing about the wreck of the old 97, the Battle of New Orleans, the color of my true love's hair, the bear that went over the mountain, the wind that's called Moriah. They sing about the Yankee Doodle Dandy and John Brown's body that lies a-molding in the grave. Now here's the Moo U 4 with their interpretation of some well-known folk tunes. Let's have a hand for the Moo U 4.
Up Colorado and coming back again, singing a song that you all know. Let your voices go. Sing it out, my brother, wherever you may go. It's coming this December 28th through 31. It'll be an event that you remember. Come along and join the fun. Now repeat the chorus, here we go. Going through the waiting pig, crossing over the plain. Off to Colorado and coming back again. Now let your voices go. So sing out, my brother, wherever you may go. We'll all be wearing grubbies. Ain't too hard. There'll be no taking showers there.
Bring along plenty of bright guard. Now let your
voices go. Colorado, they're coming back again, singing a song that you all know. Now let your voices go. So sing it out, my brother, wherever you may. Going to the wing tree, crossing over the plain. Up Colorado, they're coming back again, singing a song that you all know. Now let your voices go. So sing it out, my brother, wherever you may go.
Go, Brooklyn, Tahiti, go. Brooklyn, Tahiti, go. Do the coconut, go. Pull the midnight show.
He used a direct approach. Most hillbilly music ain't wrote. They just think it up and do it. And a lot of hillbilly tunes are pretty sad. But the way this next group does them, it's pathetic. And now for all you music lovers, here they are, Cousin Mudge and Goober Podunk.
On the saddle, 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 broken on the boat out sneaking, thieving us and cattle us and dirty dog put glue on the sand.
You holding out all right over there? You holding out
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, I'm holding, yeah.
Let's take it up into overdrive.
Yes, sir, it's nice to see so many lovers of good music.
In one wad.
Such a lovely crowd, I'm glad I dressed up.
Yes, sir.
Well, Okie, how do you like these pillars back here? Aren't these lovely?
Yes, sir.
Reminds me of home.
It does? How?
Front porch of home, you know?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of home, you know, we had a fire back home.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, it started in the bathroom. Yeah. Everything was okay, though. We got it out before it spread to the house. About your fingernails, too. John Henry hammered in the mountain till his hammer caught on fire. And the very last words John Henry said, cold drink of water for a die, die, die. Cold drink of water for a die.
Let's pick it up.
As you please, say and do all you can, but there never was born in the United States no such a steel-driving man, 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 no such a steel-driving man.
Grand finish.
At last. College. I went and I joined a fraternity.
You did?
It's called Alpha Falfa. Well, it's an agricultural fraternity. It's for men who are outstanding in their field. No, really, I am. I'm majoring in psychoceramics.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a study of crackpots.
Well, I need to make a little money on the side, so I went in the livestock business.
Is that a fact?
Uh-huh. I went out and I bought me a billy goat.
What are you going to do with a billy goat there in that rooming house, anyhow?
Well, that's no problem. I'm just going to keep them under the bed.
Oh. What are you going to do about the smell?
Huh?
What are you going to do about the smell?
Oh, well, he'll get used to that. We'd like to dedicate this song. Yeah, I wish we could. We've been trying to do something with it. We sing this song from our hearts. It's easier on our throats.
You have the first solo number.
Oh, who backer on Hesse's wedding gown. They aimed it there in the hitter square, and Hesse liked to drown. And the coys were set peaceful, and there stood Parson Brown when someone put your backer on Hesse's wedding gown. Oh, mowing, pawing, the kin folks all a crying. No wonder no one saw that a flying. The coys tried to get him, they'll mow that varmint down. The guy that put your backer on Hesse's wedding gown. On Hesse's wedding gown. Must have been that Martin boy, cause Hesse turned him down. And the coys were set peaceful. And there stood Parson Brown when someone put tobacco on Hesse's wedding gown. Oh, oh, the old reed organ play until it quivered. Mercy, no wonder no one saw it deliver. The sheriff says, by cracky, I'll hang him upside down. The guy that put tobacco on Hesse's wedding gown. That's good enough for jazz. Time in the army. You know, I mean, it's not so bad. Where else can you lay around in bed till 4:30 in the morning? And the food, you know, everybody complains about the food. We had a sign on our chow hall that said, food is ammunition, so don't shoot the enemy, invite him to dinner.
The war made me a nervous wreck, as you can plainly see. For back in 1941, they almost drafted me. I'm just a drafted volunteer. They put me in the paratroops. I made a jump one day. My chute, it didn't open, but I come down anyway. I'm just a drafted volunteer. Serves a balanced meal, at least that's what they claim. Then I found out just what they mean, the beans all weigh the same. They said I'd have to learn to swim, they sent me off to school. Then they made me a lifeguard around the motor pool. I'm just a drafted volunteer. To see the chaplain, as all good soldiers will. When I told him my troubles, we both went over the hill. I'm just a volunteer. And then they wife, they named it after me. They called it Old Yeller.
Take a brief intermission, stand up and stretch, and when the house lights blink, it's time to kind of flop back down again. But let's take a little stretch. Gang of the Milwaukee Railroad. And you know, the railroad has produced much more than its share of American folk songs. And one of the most noble of American ballads of them all is traced to a historical fact in West Virginia's Swannanoa Tunnel in the 1880s. And when I was up in Michigan last time, I heard a young man sing a song about John Henry that wasn't quite like Cousin Mudge and Goober Podunk. It seemed to have quite a bit of the story in it. And I asked him to come down and sing it for us, so here's Daryl Doima doing the Ballad of John Henry.
John Henry's papa woke him up one midnight. He said, "Before the sheriff comes, I want to tell you. Listen, boy," he said, "learn to ball a jack, learn to lay a track, learn to pick and shovel too. Here, boy, take my hammer, cause it'll do anything you tell it to." John Henry's mama had about a dozen babies. John Henry's papa broke jail about a dozen times. The babies all got sick, and when the doctor wanted money, papa said, "I'll pay you a quarter at a day. Starting a mile now, doctor. That's a pay for a steel driver on a slide. You see, papa's gonna send John Henry down, make John Henry do all the working." John Henry swung that hammer over his shoulder, and he went on down the track men's slide. The section foreman saw him coming and said, "Hey, hammer swinger, I see you brought your own hammer, boy. But what else can all those muscles do, huh?" And John said, "I can hoist a jack, I can ball a jack, I can pick and shovel too.
Can you swing a hammer, boy?" "Yes, sir. Yes, sir."
"I can do anything you hire me to."
"So you think you're so high and mighty, huh, John Henry? Go ahead, boy. Pick up that hammer. Pick it up."
He said, "Get a rusty spike and swing it down three times. I'll pay you a nickel a time for every inch you swing it to." go on and do what you say you can do. With a steep-nosed hammer on a four-foot switch handle, John Henry raised it back till it touched his heels. Then Spike went through the cross tie and split it half in two. 35 cents a day for driving steel. Sweat, boy, sweat. You owe me two more swings, John Henry. I was born for driving steel. John Henry hammered on that mountain. He gave a grunt, or he gave a groan for every swing. The women folks from miles around heard him then coming down. They came to listen to that cold steel ring. Lord, what a hammer swinger, just listen to that cold steel ring. But the bad boss come up laughing at John Henry. He said, you're full of vinegar now, but you're about through. And the boss is gonna get a steam drill to do your share of driving. Then what's all those muscles gonna do, huh, John Henry? Gonna take a little bit of that vinegar out of you. John Henry said to the captain, I feed four little brothers and baby sisters walking on her knees. Did the Lord say that machines ought to take the place of living? And what's a substitute for bread and beans? I ain't seen. Do engines get rewarded for their steam? John Henry hid in a coal mine for his dinner nap. He had 30 minutes to rest before the bell. The mine boys came in and hollered, get up whoever you are and get a pickaxe. Miming up coal to start another fire, keep it burning too. Miming up coal to start another fire. John Henry said to the captain, a man ain't nothing but a man. But you bring that steam drill around, and I'll beat it fair and honest. I'll die with my hammer in my hands, but I'll be laughing. Cause you can't replace a steel-driving man. John Henry went up that mountain. He came face to face with that steam drill and said, how is you?
Pardon me, Mr. Steam Drill. I suppose you didn't hear me.
Can you ball a jack? Can you lay a track? Can you pick and shovel too?
Listen here, this hammer swinger, my name is going to race the Steam Drill. Steam Drill.
Two 2,000 people hollered, go, John Henry, and someone hollered, the mountain cave in. John Henry told Captain, tell the kind folks not to worry, they ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind keeps me breathing.
The steel driver's muscle, it ain't thin.
John Henry told the captain, tell the kind folks move back, mother. I'm at the finish line and there ain't no drilling. It's so far behind that I ain't got the brains to quit it. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the land, Lord, Lord. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the land.
John Henry had a little woman. I believe the lady's name was Polly Ann. Of course, she was a good woman. And, of course, they all observed an ad 6-inch rule, Leroy. Well, John Henry, he swung his hammer over his shoulder and he went on home over his weary shoulder. And early the next morning, he said, come here, Polly Ann. Come here, sugar. You know, I believe this is the first time the sun come up and I couldn't get up. Here, Polly, take this hammer and go to that railroad. And swing that hammer like you've seen me swing it. And when you're swinging with a lead man, tell him, hey, all you can do, tell him, I can hoist a jack. I can lay a track. I can pick and shovel too.
There ain't no machine can now.
'Cause that's been proved too.
There was a big crowd of mourners at the church house. The section hands laid him in the sand. The trains go by on the rails John Henry laid.
Some of the men in the trains, they slow down, take off their hats, the men do. When they come to the place where John Henry lay resting on his back, and some of them say when they go by, "Morning, steel driver. You sure were a hammer swinger." And they go on by, picking up a little speed, a little steam, clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Now, many of you have seen these next four young men perform right here at Glen Eyrie in the legendary Hayloft Opera. And I've watched them develop into one of the most exciting folk groups I've ever seen. Their songs can bring a tear to your eye and the next minute have you rolling on the floor with laughter. They've come from both coasts to be here tonight. Roger Pike from Oregon, Dick Wakeman and Dave Hall from the University of Maryland, and John Legacy from right here in Colorado. Let's welcome the Glen Men.
Fourth day of October, oh, I hitched my team in order, oh, to drive the hills up to Lulio.
I pop my whip. I bring the blood, I make my leaders take the mud.
We grab the wheel and turn them around. One long pull and we're on hard ground. To radio.
When I got west, the hills were steep, could make any tender person weep.
To hear me cuss and pop my whip, and see my ass in full and slip. The road to radio. When I get home, I'll have revenge. I'll have my family, I'll have my friends. I'll bid adieu to the whip and the line,
and drive no more in the winter time. The road to radio.
Cut him off the chain.
if I had a sentence like 99 and 9. Ain't no dogs on this Brazos could keep me on that line. Ooh. Alfred, oh, why don't you let your hair hang down? Ooh, well, let it hang right down till it touches the ground.
Ooh. Ain't no more cane on this Brazos, my boy.
new rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know you rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your daddy a rolling in your arms. Well, the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. Well, the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday.
At the guillotine, at a castle on the hill, and it was haunted better still.
Haunted castle on the hill.
Bats and rats and black cats too live there with this mean old shrew. She could make a witch's brew.
Dream on, mean old queen, the meanest queen I've ever seen.
And then one day a handsome prince rode into her old province. In his hand he firmly clasped a little slipper made of glass.
Little slipper made of glass.
On the throne the queen did sit. The prince shook a little bit. He said, I hope the thing don't fit.
Dream on, me, old queen, the biggest feet I've ever seen.
As he started homeward bound, he saw some footprints on the ground. They were small and they were neat, so he traced these little feet.
So he traced these little feet.
Right up to the castle wall, he heard the cats begin to squall, and his flesh began to crawl.
My dream, my fairest prince, he'll go back if he had good sense.
A shot of haddock call, he climbed right up that castle wall. As the prince broke through the tower, the mean old queen was taking a shower.
Mean old queen was taking a shower.
She was mean, but she was clean. The meanest, cleanest queen I've seen. Mean old, lean old, mean old queen. Dungeon far below, he found his love as pure as snow. She was covered up with grit, but the little old slipper fit.
But the little old slipper fit.
clothes were torn and looked remorse, but she looked good on the big white horse. He took her out of that, of course.
Dream on, Cinderella, you have found yourself a bella.
If you like, I will explain. The mean old queen went down the drain. She was mean, but she was lean, and the mean old queen went down the drain. This castle creaks and squeaks as down the hall every night a ghost walks. This ghost is the ghost of a lady. Yes, a lady. This ghost has walked for many years through this castle. And this song tells it a story of the ghost of Anne Boleyn.
Of London lodges like the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife until he had the headsman bob her hair. Oh, yes, he did it long, long years ago. And she comes up each night to tell him so, with her head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour.
She comes to haunt King Henry. She means killing him once more. Gadzooks, she's going to tell him off. She's feeling very sore. But just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore,
she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Or their head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour.
The sentries say that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, "Is Army going to win?" They think that it's Red Grange instead of full Anne Boleyn.
With her head tucked underneath her arm, with her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour.
Sometimes gay King Henry gives his bread for all his pals and gals and his crew. The headman carves the joints and cuts the bread, and in walks Anne Boleyn to clear the dew.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop.
Yee-hoo!
And Henry yells,
"Oh, crooks! Don't drop that bloomin' thing in the soup!"
She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. One night she caught King Henry, he was in the cantina. He said, "Are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr?"
"Oh, Bodidash, how does sweet Sam get in? Should I know who in blazes you are?"
With her head tucked underneath her arm.
Thank you.
whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Hardy-doo, hardy-doo-da-doo, hardy-doo, hardy-day. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fond lover, she left her servant and her estate to follow the gypsy rover.
Hardy-doo, hardy-doo-da-day, hardy-doo-hardy-day. He whistled and he sang till the green was red, and he won the heart of the
father sat on his fastest steed to search these valleys all over, seeking his daughter at great speed at the whistling gypsy rover. At last he came to the castle gate along the river plain, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady.
Hardy-doo, hardy-doo-da-day, hardy-doo, hardy-day. He whistled and he sang till the green was red, and he won the heart of a lady.
He is no gypsy, my father, she said, but a lord of these lands all over. I will stay till my dying day with a whistling gypsy roar. Everybody now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And away we'll go, heave away, Santiano, heave her up.
Okay, now is your chance. We're going to have a little singing contest right now. We'll break up into three groups, and we'll see who can sing the loudest, without stomping, see who can sing the loudest, and we'll have a little contest, okay?
Between you and John and I?
No.
Them. All them.
Right. Okay. A small, narrow group right down the center in the balcony. That'll be Dick Wakeman's group. You'll be the second group.
This hey, let's hear it from this group! The in group.
Make you pretty popular, don't you?
Yeah, we will. We'll show them, huh?
And this group over here is group one. And you'll sing with Roger.
With my heart, baby.
Oh, you'll sing with John.
Hey!
Right over here. Group one. And last but not least, the best group. You'll sing with me. Group three. Oh, say their voices, group three. Okay. We'll sing a song through a couple times just to give you the general...
Okay, group one, our part goes like this. It's hard.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock my soul.
Sing it again.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
Celestial.
Okay, group two, now you sing with me. We have the whole song. Without us, there is no song. So let's show them how we can sing. And here, how's it go? Here's how it goes.
I'm going to college now, too.
So high, you can get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get around it. You must come in after.
One more time now.
So high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get around it. You must come in at the door.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, group three. We're going to sing it real soft so we can save our voices, okay?
Notice the message.
This is the part with the message.
What are you saving him for?
Okay, this is how it goes. Rock my soul. Let's hear it softly. Rock my soul.
Any soft you want,
rock
you hear him.
My soul. Rock my soul.
One more time.
Rock my soul. Rock my soul. Rock my soul. Rock my soul.
Very good. Okay. Okay,
right,
let's put it all together. Group one starts, then group two follow, and group three follow after that.
Okay, here we go.
He said he went to college. He goes to the Absorbing Junior College.
Actually, if Dick's IQ was 2 points lower, he'd be a plant.
They think I'm an aesthetic moron. I'll show them. I'll sing the opening to Carmen. Okay? Okay. She'll be Carmen round about.
All right, group one, just like we rehearsed it.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul.
Yeah.
Rock my soul. Rock my soul.
just like the Norman Goof-Off Choir. He forgot it. I'm sorry, I can't do it now. I think you left it out in the rain.
Do we have to?
Yes, we have.
Okay, it's in the script.
Sing my soul, my Savior, God to thee. have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home, wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you, while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. God can do what he's done for others, he'll do for you. God can.